Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Today, we'll talk about my thoughts on traveling right now. That's coming up on this episode 253 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 253. It's been a while since I had a solo episode where I wasn't talking to somebody else or it wasn't a trip report from the parks. But I wanted to just do this in between all of those other things and just give you an update. I just wanted to kind of talk in general about how things are going and what it's like to travel right now, that kind of stuff. So at the end of our July trip, you will have heard, if you listened to that one, that the trip went well, but we learned a lot of things along the way. We had a little bit of a disappointing day coming back, departure day. And so it was helpful, mostly good, very helpful, learned a lot of things. And it's just been really interesting. I actually feel like I got a boot camp in how to live in a more safe way. And so after I got home, I'm still mostly home all the time, but it is super nice to be comfortable with the fact that I know how to wear a mask comfortably. I found the style that I like and I can run errands. Masks are required where I live now, finally. And so there is a certain element of like, oh yeah, I've been in a place that's doing a good job given the circumstances. And now I feel more comfortable doing that everywhere as long as there are rules in place that allow that to happen, of course. So it's been an interesting sort of, you know, immersion, I don't know what the word is, to get back into like normal life. We did learn lots of different things and we're doing some things to improve on future trip plans. And speaking of future trip plans, we're going next week. Next week will be, the trip will begin August 11th, I believe it is. I'll be at Universal for a few days on my own, and then Heather will come to Orlando and join for the Disney World portion. So you will start hearing daily updates on August 11th and lasting through the 19th, I believe it is. So look for that. I also do have some trip reports coming up. Those have resumed. Feels a little bit normal, you know, after not doing them for so long. I have a few pre-trips recorded at this point. So I just have to wait for those people to get back from their trips so we can see how it went. And you'll be hearing that as well after they get home. So that'll be good. And what else? Let's see. I wanted to talk about what we are changing for our next trip and then also talk about how Disney World planning in general has changed. By the way, we have been working so hard on new content. And so I'll put a link in the description to, we have a whole reopening section of the website. So if you are a person who is considering traveling right now, we have all the information, mask tips, maps for relaxation zones and which ones we recommend, where the characters are, in all the parks and, you know, character meal information, you know, just et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of new content for the people that need it. There's also YouTube videos going up about twice a week during trips. They're daily. So, you know, you can get your information in multiple places. But I wanted to talk about what we decided to change on our upcoming trip, which includes five different things that I made notes of. One is we're going to fly at off-peak times, and that is to avoid some of the issues that we had last time with busy airports and shuttle issues and being crowded and all that. So I'm flying in on a Tuesday and flying out on a Wednesday. Tuesday and Wednesday tend to be the least busy days for travel. Those are 8 days apart, not one day apart. Imagine if I flew in on a Tuesday and flew out the next day. And then also in terms of flights that are the least busy, the earliest and the latest tend to be the least busy. So that's what we booked for our upcoming trip as well, just to sort of increase our odds and have it be a more comfortable journey and hopefully a safer journey as well. Number two is that we chose a rental car company that is inside Orlando International Airport and not accessible by shuttle. That is good advice in general, just for the simplicity of it. Price is what made me want to do the shuttle one last time. So this time it's Alamo. I got a Costco membership. And it was $60, and then that allowed me to book good rates on the main rental car companies. And I booked through Alamo. I did the online check-in, and it allows me to skip the desk, skip the kiosk, everything, and just walk right to my car in the parking lot for a good rate. That feels like a really smart decision in general, but especially right now. So FYI, I'm kind of new to renting cars because I usually use Disney Transportation and Lyft. So this is kind of new information. If you are used to it, this may be old information, but for me, this is new. Another thing that we're doing is we are choosing more outdoor dining that when given the choice, and we are choosing outdoor dining. Many of the restaurants that are available to book through OpenTable, the non-Disney ones, like Disney Springs ones or ones that are in just not owned by Disney, they're available through OpenTable. OpenTable has the option to search for outdoor seating. They also have added the option to choose between indoor and outdoor for the restaurants that have both, which I find very helpful. So we're going to do that. We are also going to try to use only the outdoor covered relaxation zones. I mentioned that we've been working really hard on content, and one of those is having lots of information on all the relaxation zones, including a handy dandy chart that shows our picks. And our picks are the ones that are outside but covered. We did use the indoor ones last time because it was so hot, in case I didn't repeat that enough last time. It was clearly so hot because it's, you know, summer in Orlando. And so we were very enticed by that air conditioning. But as we get better educated and understand the safest ways to act, we know that indoor, especially without masks on, is going to be too risky for us. So we're going to try to pick the outdoor covered spaces to kind of give us a cooler area because it's covered, but safer because it's still outside. So we are going to do that as opposed to the indoor ones. And the last thing that we're going to do, and this is very new for us, is we're going to arrive later to the parks in general. We may arrive opening occasionally, but it would never occur to us to not be there at park opening. You know, if you're a listener to this podcast, you probably are like that too, or a good chance you are. And in the past, that's made a lot of sense because, you know, the earlier you get there, the more you can avoid the heat, the midday showers, the lines. You can maximize your fast passes for later in the day, and et cetera, et cetera. Now you don't have to do that. And that was a big, big lesson for us from the last trip, is that this is a time, if you're going to be there, to be more laid back. And so we are going to arrive later, maybe have more evenings, which will be a little bit cooler than the midday heat. And also just take the time to take pictures and notice details we wouldn't have otherwise. And so we're going to kind of change the approach to this trip. And we look forward to trying that. We also have come up with 13 ways that planning has changed, and I want to kind of go over those with you. So if you are in the middle of planning a trip, you'll know to make these changes. So, you know, I just talked about how it's very laid back, and that's definitely a big change. So let me go through the list of 13. One is your resort choice matters. And that's because the park hours are so limited that you're going to spend a lot more time at your resort. In the past, a lot of people have said, I'm going to stay at the cheapest hotel because we're not going to be in the room that much anyway. But that's not the case anymore. And I highly recommend you really consider the resort choice and look at the dining choices and look at the, you know, comfort, the view, the whatever it is that it matters to you, and make sure it's a place you want to spend time because you'll be there more than you have in the past. Number two is renting a car might make sense. And that's because you can be safer because you're just by yourself as opposed to with a group on a bus or, you know, some other kind of public transportation. Also, if you do want to arrive at the parks when they open, cars are often the ones that are allowed in first. So that can often be super helpful. And I say that as a person who does not like renting cars, but right now that is definitely the way to go. The third is plan where to eat. We have always suggested that you plan your dining after you make your kind of daily plans. That still is the case, but you need to think a little bit more about it. There are fewer options available. You may want to look carefully at places that have outside dining. You may also consider eating in your room. Just think about that ahead of time. The fourth is that offsite might be a better option. Right now, a lot of those on-site benefits of staying inside of, you know, a Disney World hotel are just not there. And so in the past, you might have been like, well, I want to do the extra magic hours and I want to get, I want to have early access to fast passes and dining reservations and, you know, all the things that come with on staying on site. Those things are just not there anymore. And so if you ever considered offsite, especially if you're going to rent a car anyway, this might be the time to do that.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
The fifth way that things have changed is that you might want to consider booking a vacation package if you stay on site. And that's because if you book a vacation package, you can put down a deposit and that will give you your hotel and your tickets in one booking and you can go ahead and make your park passes. But it also means that you have an easier time canceling. One of the things that we have been inundated with is questions on how to cancel things through, you know, hotels booked through third parties or park tickets booked through third parties because of cancellations that have had to happen as things come up. And we don't have the answers to all that because the rules are often, you know, very different. And frankly, park tickets are often or usually not refundable in that way. But if you book a vacation package directly through Disney, then you do have that option. And you just have to make a deposit to get that started. And so that is helpful. Number six is highly recommend sticking with your group. One of the things that we have done so often on trips in the past is meet up with people. And we found ourselves on the last trip in difficult situations where we were with people that weren't, you know, in our travel group. And it feels good socially to meet up with people, but that actually is very dangerous, especially if you're meeting up to dine because masks are off and you have prolonged exposure to other people. So if that's been a part of your plans in the past, I would reconsider unless you can do it in a way that is more, you know, masked and distant and outside along those lines. The seventh way that the trip planning has changed is that you need to understand the park hours. And that is because they are much more limited. And it's super strange to have late starts or early closures when you're not used to it. And so you need to just make sure you know that ahead of time. Like someone said to me the other day, I was only able to get a park pass for Epcot opening at 11. And that's because Epcot opens at 11. All the park passes are just for the day. They aren't time slots. But it is weird to see that 11 a.m. start time at Epcot. So just make sure you know that ahead of time. And also you want to plan your meals around that, right? So if Epcot opens at 11, maybe you can slip a breakfast in that morning somewhere. Or if Animal Kingdom closes at 6, maybe you plan a dinner after that. So that helps to kind of structure your day. Number 8 is that the parks might open early. So I just talked about the park hours, and the truth is that sometimes they will open before that. They don't want people congregating. So in some cases they will allow you in. Occasionally they will let you start to ride early. Sometimes they just allow you to queue at rides, and then those rides will start operating at the official park opening. But if you are an early person, then you may want to arrive 30 to 60 minutes beforehand, if you're driving, or if you're using Disney transportation, just make sure you're on the first ride of the day to get there as early as possible. Number 9 is you need to prepare for the queues. Disney World queues are primarily indoors because it's hot and rainy. Disneyland has more outdoor options because their weather is so much more moderate and being outside is no big deal out there. However, because of the social distancing rules in Florida, social distancing rules at Disney World, the queues often go outside. And Disney World is not ideal for this situation because it puts you out in the sun and the rain. So I highly recommend that you take an umbrella. I actually just got one that's like just under 7 inches to put in my purse so that I can pop it open in lines. I was very hot last trip because I didn't always have mine with me. And I highly recommend that you know that ahead of time and throw it in your bag right now. 10 is that mask breaks are a must. So in the past, if you had a touring plan and your fast passes and you knew your ride order and all this kind of stuff, I would suggest that you don't need that kind of structure as much anymore as you do mask breaks that should take place about every 60 to 90 minutes. When we were there, we chose not to walk around and drink or eat. It just felt less safe. And Disney World has actually made that a rule since we were there. So you do need to make sure that you stop to drink water frequently. You will get dehydrated. It is hot. And you need to mentally make a note to stop every 60 to 90 minutes to make sure you're hydrated. Especially if you're a frequent traveler who's used to walking around and having water in between rides or while you're waiting for a ride, that's not the thing anymore. You need to make sure that you stop for that. 11 is to prepare for new security measures. We really like the new security measures. I wish they had put them in place sooner, but they include a metal detector system as opposed to security guards that go through your items. And so the way to prepare for that is to separate your metals into their own separate bag or have them out so that you can separate them as you go through the metal detector. If you're used to flying and separating out your liquids, it's the same idea. You put your metals in a separate bucket as you go through the metal detector. Phones usually are no problem, but we did find that, you know, umbrellas and external batteries and things like that did set off our metal detectors, which makes the process take a little bit longer. So we now have bags that separate our metals. In our park bag, we have a metals bag. So as we go through, we will take out our metals bag, our umbrella, put that in the tub, walk through, and then it should be easy. Number 12 is not everything is open. That includes many restaurants and some attractions. So instead of going and expecting it to be, you know, full service the way that you are used to, make sure you know ahead of time what is and isn't open. That also does include character meets. They have character things in the parks now, but just not character meets. So make sure you know ahead of time what is available so you can plan accordingly. And last, number 13, is that Disney Springs is busy. It is shockingly busy. On our last trip, we did two things in one day that couldn't have been more different. We were at the boardwalk where it felt deserted and really was the only time in the whole trip that we felt like it was creepy quiet. And then that night we went to Disney Springs where it looked like a Saturday night during busy season. And that's because the limited hours mean people are looking for something to do. And most people are heading to Disney Springs because there are things to do there. And that means things are not only busier, but they are also being enforced less than they are in the parks. So it can be a little bit, it can feel a lot less safe than other parts of Disney World, including the resorts and the theme parks themselves. So if you go to Disney Springs, I might suggest that you go just for a restaurant, you know, go to the restaurants and that's it. Like roaming around is just more dangerous. Shopping feels busy. So I just want you to be aware of that. It is far busier than you might expect. So hopefully that helps get you sort of prepared if you are one of the people that is planning a trip right now. If you're not, that's okay too. We'll keep you posted until you can get back. But I think that will be it for now. Stay tuned for more trip reports, including our own coming up soon and others that are returning from their trip soon. And we'll have a chance to talk to them afterwards. I think that'll wrap up this episode. I'll have some links in the show notes for some of the things that I have talked about. You can find that in the podcast app that you're using, or you can go to the website www.prepschool.com, click on podcast at the top, and go to episode 253. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.